Who is in control of your health? You or the medical establishment? Welcome to the Dust or Mud Podcast, episode 64.
After 25 years of service in the United States Air Force, I was a fighter pilot and we lived pretty much all over the world. Our last 5 years we spent in Washington, D.C., we decided to get out of the defense community and join this community, the homestead, farmstead, instead community. And we started a first-generation regenerative farm here in the Ozarks of Missouri. As part of our mission with farming, we talk a lot about food and food-related issues. And on this podcast, we talk specifically about food, freedom, and farming.
Last week, we were blown away by a story that came to us from a friend. We like to talk about the ketogenic diet. We like to talk about eating a low-carb lifestyle. And we have been eating a low-carb lifestyle since 2019. And when we got this story, our brains just sort of exploded, not understanding what on earth the medical community is thinking with some of the advice. But before we go any further, we are not doctors. This is not medical advice. This is just a conversation bringing awareness to ourselves and to you about what information is out there, what we're being given from the medical community, and how to maybe see it and think of it a little bit differently.
There are potentially different options that just aren't even being presented.
Right.
So yeah. Our friend's dad went in for open heart surgery this past week, and he had to have a couple of arteries replaced and an ablation done. And he is also type 2 diabetic. So coming out of surgery, he's spending time in the ICU. And as that starts to get better, then he's being able to, looks like he's being able to eat on his own. Mm-hmm. So he got a prescription basically for here's your meal plan as a recovering heart patient who has diabetes. And that's what we were blown away with, was this meal plan prescription he received.
And our friend eats a ketogenic diet as well, and he very low carb, and he was just absolutely blown away by the prescription saying, what on earth are we doing feeding and prescribing this level of carbs to someone who is diabetic? And really just shocked that this is what is being recommended.
Yeah, so he shared with us the paperwork, the actual like basic prescription that his dad got. And in it, here's the recommendation. We've got 60 grams of carbohydrates for breakfast, 60 grams of carbohydrates for lunch, 60 grams of carbohydrates for dinner, and 15 grams of carbohydrates for a nighttime snack. Quick math says 195 grams of carbs per day is the recommended carb intake for a diabetic recovering heart patient.
Unbelievable.
We were floored.
We're floored. So obviously in this scenario, insulin is required.
Yeah. So for his first meal, that he was going to be able to have post-surgery, they brought him a bowl of noodle soup that was chock full of noodles. Mm-hmm. But before he could eat his soup, he had to have his blood sugar tested so they would know how much insulin to give him.
Now, this is a type 2 diabetic, not type 1. Type 1 diabetic, body doesn't work right, never hasn't in a long time. Yeah. It's a totally different beast than a type 2 diabetic metabolic dysfunction.
Right.
And which can be controlled through other means. So with a type 2 diabetic, there are ways of controlling it without, you don't have to have insulin. And there are organizations out there that we'll get to in just a minute who have proven that to be the case.
Yeah. If you look at places, and we've discussed it before on the podcast, places like Virta Health, I will leave a link down below in the description to Virta Health, and I've done that many times. But if you look at places like Virta Health, they're amassing just loads and loads of data on how a low-carbohydrate, high-fat, ketogenic diet is very effective at controlling, treating, they even claim reversing type 2 diabetes. And there is, I guess the shocking thing to me is that that type of information isn't even being presented. So our friend's dad wasn't given an option. He wasn't given the option of, here is a high carbohydrate with insulin diet, which is an option. Mm-hmm. Here is a low carbohydrate, high fat without insulin option. It's just, it's not even presented.
Well, maybe it's not presented because, as Tom mentioned in the comments section the other week, maybe it's because people, the medical community, can't trust the people to make a good decision. And if you can't trust the people, you treat with input. Because if you're not going to adhere to a ketogenic diet 100% of the time, and you're going to cheat or go off or whatever you want to call it 10% of the time, you can't have it both ways. You can't eat hamburgers and french fries on Saturday only, and the rest of the time you are, quote, keto, but you eat high carb one day a week. That's a recipe for disaster. Yeah. within your body. And so perhaps it is the case that they say, well, then we would, as a medical community, we would just rather you just don't eat any fat at all. Here's your carbs, and we'll give you insulin to manage.
And I appreciate your engagement on the discussion last week about the ketogenic diet. And one thing that he shared with us in the comment section was that his mom was dying of lung cancer, but he couldn't convince her to stop smoking. And so as he was looking for different dietary choices for her, he looked strongly into the Atkins diet, which starts out at least as a very low carbohydrate ketogenic style diet. And he chose not to do that, not to even recommend it for his mom, because of all of the warnings that are discussed in the Atkins diet, saying you have to stick to this, like you can't mix it. And what he pointed out was that you can't do 10% of the time something else.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it has to be a 100% of the time. And because his mom couldn't even stop smoking as she was dying of lung cancer, he made the decision that, well, obviously she wouldn't stick to a diet like a ketogenic or Atkins style diet. And I think
that's a really fair assumption.
Right. But I think that is the same assumption that the medical establishment makes for all of us. Just there is so little self-control evident in the standard American population, I guess, when it comes to the standard American diet, that the standard American population cannot even be trusted with an alternative means of controlling a disease.
Yep. We were talking earlier and you mentioned an analogy. It was about the capabilities of you guys to fly inverted.
Yeah, so in the F-15E, we have a very limited amount of time to fly inverted because you have to have a separate oil tank. And so it's in our procedures, the amount of time that you can spend flying upside down inverted. And in order to not run your engine out of oil, you don't exceed that inverted time. Mm. And, but yet, we're given the option to fly inverted as long as you don't exceed that time, right? Mm-hmm. The, if it were to be comparable to the way the medical establishment treats us, it would be, you're not allowed to fly inverted.
You can't fly upside down.
You just can't fly upside down.
And that would be really hard to employ the aircraft properly if you couldn't ever fly upside down.
Yeah. And so instead of trusting you to understand the situation and make decisions for yourself, mm-hmm. knowing the consequences if you exceed the capabilities, instead of just saying, well, no flying upside down. Mm-hmm. No, you trust the person to understand the capabilities and not exceed them, understanding that there are consequences if you do exceed them.
Right.
The same thing to me holds true with the medical establishment. Trust the people. Give them the options, at least. Explain to them, like what Tom was describing with the Atkins diet, just lay it out. Explain it. Hey, here's another option. Mm. But you have to stick to it. You can't go both ways. Mm-hmm. Here are the consequences if you don't stick to it. Mm-hmm. You know, similarly, our daughter was, she had gestational diabetes mm-hmm. and was offered similar advice to what our friend's dad was.
Yeah, 165 grams of carbohydrates a day, 6 small meals, prick your finger, check your blood levels every day. Really, it was a get your blood sugar up and keep it up.
Yeah.
It was really, which is crazy because high blood sugar is the problem. But we can put you on metformin or give you insulin in order to keep that exactly where we want it is the methodology there. And she presented with, well, how about I just eat keto? And they were just, no.
Absolutely
no. You cannot do that.
Yeah, the prescription was no less than 45 grams of carbs per meal.
Per meal. And so...
And then fill that in with snacks to get you to at least the 165 grams of carbs per day.
Now, she is someone who's extremely sensitive to carbohydrates. She knows that her body has said, you have eaten all the carbs that you get to eat. You know, and it responds just like that. And it does not do well on simple carbs. And so she knew that it was a recipe for disaster for her to follow what they were telling her to do. So she said, I'm going to have to go off script here. I'm going to have to do my own thing. I am going to eat keto and I can't follow what you're telling me to do. They were very against it, but lo and behold, she didn't need insulin. She didn't need a lot of the things that people with gestational diabetes need. And she was able to control it throughout her entire pregnancy to the point of she carried it to term. All of the things went well for her and she did her own thing. Now, I'm not saying that a person out there that's listening with gestational diabetes should follow this advice. What we're saying is there are other options. Other than 165 grams of carbohydrates a day with sticking your finger, with injecting yourself with insulin and being on metformin.
And she did check her blood sugar often.
She did.
To make sure that what she was doing was working, and it was.
Mm-hmm. Because her blood sugar remained within the normal level, even not eating any carbohydrates.
Yeah.
And not dosing herself up with insulin. So... there are other options. And the main thing that we're here today to advocate for is do research. Learn things. Find out, hey, my doctor's just said that my numbers indicate that I'm a type 2 diabetic. Is there anything that I can do outside of a prescription medication? I don't know. Banting and Atkins and a lot of the doctors, even from the 1800s and early 1900s knew the answers. The answers have been here for eons. This is not new information.
No. The new thing is the standard American diet.
Exactly.
The high carbohydrate, low fat diet that is causing over a third of Americans to have prediabetes.
Over one third. One in three people has prediabetes. That statistic came from 2021.
Yeah.
I don't know what the...
I'm sure it's higher.
I'm sure it's got to be higher.
There's nothing that's happened to reverse
it. We don't go out in big public often because we farm and we live in a small town. But we went out with masses of people. We went out this last weekend to an event, and he said, I hadn't been out in a while, but I can tell you right now, it has gotten worse. The diabetic and obesity epidemic that is going on in this country right now is not turned course.
No.
It has picked up speed.
It seems.
In the wrong direction. And people are very sick. You can see them. They can't hardly get on with their lives because you can just see their bodies are so sick outwardly, and you just feel so bad for them, but they don't know.
The thing that kept coming to my mind is, and they call me crazy.
Right. Yeah, me too.
I'm crazy because of this crazy diet I'm on that's keeping me healthy.
Right. Eating all of that fat, like, and eating all of that meat. You can't live just on, you have to have, no, yes, you can. You can just live on proteins and fats with some vegetables. Yeah, and some dairy if you want to. You really can, and you can be healthy doing it.
Go carnivore. Eat nose to tail. Don't eat any carbs. You're still better off.
100%.
Like, way.
I love carnivore. Yeah. So research, there are other options. Please, please use the phone that's in your hand that you've just listened to this or watched this on and start doing some research. If it's something that you're facing right now and the doctor has just said to you, we're going to need to get you on something. How about no? Maybe I could just control it with a different lifestyle.
Yeah. And it's
worth looking into.
A lot of the doctors we listen to on YouTube talk about, it's your health. Mm. And if your medical professional isn't working with you for your health, fire your doctor and go find another one. Like, it doesn't have to, like, whatever that doctor says, that doesn't have to be what happens.
Right.
Get a second opinion. Do research on your own and say, hey, doc, how about this other thing?
Right.
And if they're closed to that, it might be time to find another doctor.
And find a doctor who actually knows something about nutrition. It's hard to find because most doctors they don't teach nutrition in medical school.
Not much.
Not much. Yeah. I mean, they get a few basic hours, but that's not any kind of focus. So query your doctor about their nutrition background.
Yeah.
How much nutrition have you had? Ask the questions. Do your own research. And stay informed. The NIH, there are a lot of studies, and every single study out there is not in favor of these carbohydrates. There are many studies out there that show significant information and data in favor of a low carbohydrate ketogenic diet in terms of whether it's just normal health, cancer, post-cancer health. Lots of scenarios out there that says this way of eating can be good for your body.
Yeah. My mom was just sharing one of those studies with us from 2014 that showed that a high glycemic index, high glycemic load diet was a factor in increased mortality post breast cancer, increased recurrence, and all cause mortality.
This is high glycemic.
Oh,
high.
Yeah.
Glycemic load and index.
Yes.
Food.
Yep.
Like, no. No.
Yeah.
No.
There's a lot of information out there.
There is.
That shows that this is not necessarily the best thing.
No, it is not. To me, this is a recipe for disaster. That is my personal opinion.
Personal opinion.
So fire your doctor if necessary. do your own research, and remember that it's your health. And until next time, bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.